All right, so Candace, our listener's boyfriend of 2 years, made a comment to her that left her feeling a little less than stellar about their relationship. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys. I hate having to ask this, but I'm in such emotional ache right now. I need advice.
Okay.
I'll try to be brief. Boyfriend and I got into an argument yesterday, and I feel like he always manages to make things worse with what he says. I was upset because I wanted to spend time with him, and he was playing video games. Okay. He always plays, and I never say anything, but yesterday he just kept saying in a minute, and 2 hours later he was free.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, he knew I was upset, so he comes out of his room from playing and just starts talking, making me feel so much worse.
Okay.
He said, "You're just going to be like this? All because I wanted to play my game."
Oh.
And then he said, "It's not my responsibility to entertain you."
Oh.
And that really hurts because I never thought of me wanting to spend time with him as a means for him to entertain me.
Mm.
I love him so much. I just want to spend all my time with him. Clearly, he doesn't feel the same way. He sees it as entertaining me.
Mm.
We've been together for 2 years and I just don't know what to do. I'm so hurt. I feel like I'm a burden. And now I feel like it's all my fault. Maybe I shouldn't want to spend all my time with him.
Hmm.
In your opinion, is this a big enough red flag that I leave? Am I being too needy? I don't know what to do and my heart hurts.
E. All right. Well, okay.
Yeah, I understand when you feel like he doesn't need to or want to spend as much time with you as you feel like you do with him.
Look, I also understand the fact that there can be things said in a heated discussion that maybe you need to like walk back.
He's feeling defensive because he knows you're mad.
Right, right.
And he's throwing some barbs.
I don't want to justify, you know, what he said or maybe what the moment was like, but you know, maybe it's not as serious. Has he apologized since? I know we got this message a couple days ago, so I mean, maybe it's you know, he's apologized since then, but apparently at this time, Candace has not received any sort of like, "Hey, sorry I lashed out," sort of thing from him.
And does this happen a lot? Like, if this is a recurring thing where he keeps like blowing you off and maybe you thought you were going to be spending time together and he keeps saying in a minute turns into 2 hours, I get why she's upset with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially maybe earlier he said, "Yeah, we'll go do something."
Well, and then he's spending time doing something else when she's right there ignoring her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I get like needing me time.
Yeah.
But if this is like a lot of the time between the two of them, then maybe there's something we need to examine.
All right, 502-795-1997. That's our number. Would love to hear your take on it, especially if you've been in this situation, what your story is on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll do that, take some of your stories, and direction for Candace next on 99.7 DJX. All right, so Candace's boyfriend of 2 years made a comment like, "It's not my responsibility to entertain you." It's 99.7 DJX.
Ouch.
And that got her feeling some sort of way. Now, first, Becca rolls in and says, "As someone who doesn't necessarily need or want to be around others constantly, I see his point of view. I need alone time to decompress, so maybe this is a case that is similar. That being said, his delivery was very harsh and uncalled for.
Yes.
So try to have a serious but calm conversation to share your feelings and see his thoughts. This may be a case of different temperaments and doesn't necessarily mean doom for the relationship. He just needs, his needs are just as valid as yours."
Well, and maybe this is what you do. You, like, set aside time. Like, okay, you want a couple hours to play video games? Cool. Let's meet up at like 4.
Yeah. After that, it's
let's make
we need
an
to focus on us.
Yes. You know, like make times for dates and maybe that, because, you know, my husband plays golf.
Yeah.
That takes like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Every time he's going out with his buddies. But he tells me ahead of time, "Hey, is it cool that I, you know, go golfing 1 o'clock with the boys on Friday?"
Yeah. That's right.
Sure. Just like communicate with each other about when you want to do these things.
And
I think she's feeling.
Yes, yeah,
the timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
She's feeling like, you know, maybe she was under the impression they were hanging out that afternoon, and then he just gets, I guess, sidetracked by video games.
That's right. That's right.
That's what it's sounding like with the way that she presented it. Sean said, I've never been that bad with video games, but mm-hmm. I do play a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
I may have just been, may have just been a heat of the moment comment from him, which
right.
still isn't great when
right.
it goes to that, but it happens. I suggest as an effort from her, before thinking about breaking it off, try to play games with him.
Okay.
Maybe find one they both can play and use that as a way to spend time together. My girlfriend and I used to play games together all the time, mm-hmm. even ones she wasn't good at.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hand her the controller and headset and talk to my game buddies and everything, and it was a fun time for both of us. So maybe, yeah, maybe that's, he's hanging out with buddies that way.
I mean, maybe, but like, I don't know how serious he is at gaming.
Right,
like,
maybe there are different levels of that.
I was going to say, maybe he doesn't want that sort of thing. Now, Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show all the time. Not a real doctor, but has some thoughts on it.
Yeah, guys, you hit the nail on the head. My question is kind of what Kelly says. How often does this happen? Is the first time this has happened? Has it happened a lot?
Mm.
And I'm with you, Ben, as he apologized. You know, heated moment, I get it. But again, if this is consistency from him.
Right.
And it's been going on for the past, you know, year, 2 years, whatever mm-hmm. that might be.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to make a decision and draw a line in the sand and mm-hmm. and have a conversation with him. And he either needs to understand that it's her emotions are important too in this relationship, and it's not just about him. Because him coming out after that 2-hour session of gaming,
mm-hmm.
He basically just gaslighted her and turned it around on her. So I got a problem with that. So she needs to dig deep, and if she didn't feel like it's the right thing to do, she needs to go.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, she doesn't want to feel like that he's having to check off a box.
Yeah.
And
hung
spend
out
time with
girlfriend.
Her to make her happy.
Check.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she wants to feel like he wants to spend time with her. So, yeah, is this a recurring thing? Does, you know, she always feel like that he is, like, she's an obligation?
It's fun to see people who are married to or dating gamers kind of come out, because
yes.
I think that is also a factor. Like
right.
Melanie rolls in and says, hey, can she just go hang out with him in his room while he plays and spend some time together that way? Been married to a gamer for 20 years. Come to enjoy our together time when he plays and I just read or watch my own show on my iPad or whatever.
Right.
We're not completely ignoring each other, just spending time in the same room together.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes.
Well, but again, I think you said it earlier, where it was like communication, like,
right.
all right, what's the objective here?
Okay,
what's
you're
happening?
You're going to go play video games for a couple of hours. Cool. And then let's meet up again at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Let's go do something. Like make set a time for mm-hmm. each other that you know you're going to be spending time together.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy from Sinsaville, by the way, does anyone else want to know what Andrew the Love Doctor's real job is? Or is it just me because he really sounds like a doctor?
He's a
Kudos.
Mystery. He's a mystery. All right. So there's a lot of people that are like, hey, dump him. He sounds like a little boy.
Right.
But then there are plenty who are also sympathetic to gamers.
Yes. And so, and really, you know, it's going to come down to what is the backstory of their full picture
yep.
relationship together? Like, is this always happening? Is this kind of a one-off? Do you just need to communicate better about making appointments for time together that you're going to be focused on? And then, you know, also tell him, hey, it made it feel like you don't want to spend time with me. You feel like you have to.
Right.
So clear that up too.
Yeah. 2 years is a lot of time to just throw away. So I think, yeah.
Yes.
Doing some of that stuff.
Maybe they just need to learn better communication skills.
For sure.
Yes.
All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.